The Warriors wrapping up a four-game homestand while hosting the Portland Trail Blazers for a Thursday night matchup at Oracle Arena, and Stephen Curry helping lead the attack for the Warriors. He had 6 3-pointers on the way to a game-high 29 points. Klay Thompson delivering 15 points with 8 rebounds. Draymond Green a double-double night with 15 points and 11 boards, while Kevin Durant notched a triple-double with 26 points, 11 assists, and 10 boards, tying the game late with a three that helped bring things to overtime. But Portland grabs a one-point win as they take it 110-109, the final in OT.
Steve, what did you make with the weird turn of events with this game, with the turnovers, the free throw line shooting?
Just the overall, it was a wild game. It was a strange game. I didn't think we competed very well in the first half. I loved the way we competed in the second half, and if we play with that type of intensity competitiveness for the whole game, then we're in business. But we got to put it together for 48 minutes.
Just kind of your view on what happened on that final turnover that killed you guys?
All I saw was Steph got trapped at half court and tried to pass over the top. I don't know who made the deflection, but caught the ball in a little bit of a vulnerable position, and it happens.
When you look at the stat sheet, how much will you look at those free throws? 6 of 15 on a, in an overtime game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're the best free throw shooting team in the league. So, like I said, strange game. We're in a little bit of a strange run, we're going to get out of it. But when you're not quite right, just different things happen, strange things happen. And so the foul line stuff was kind of bizarre, but I've seen it before. It happens happens occasionally.
There are a lot of plays that just look like they were poorly executed. You talked about the effort, but what do you think of the execution overall, especially in the first half?
First half execution was very poor. Second half it got better. All movement was fine. I didn't think we were aggressive enough in the first half. It looked like we were kind of just on our heels and didn't play with any force or any purpose. And second half got better, but by that time we were in a dogfight and having to scrap. So, excuse me. As I mentioned, I think we got to find a way to compete for the full 48 minutes right from the opening tip and leave everything else behind and just go play.
Coach, you primarily ran an 8-man rotation night. There were a couple guys that got a few minutes. What motivated that, and what did you see from those three to make them the primary guys off the bench?
Well, those guys generally are the three primary guys off the bench. I think Jordan Bell right now is just not in the rotation. He could get back in the rotation, but I think the wild card is Alfonso. I thought about going to him early, but they were pretty big out there. And so we stayed with Jonas. So it's a rare game where we only play 8 guys. We generally play 9 or 10. But this is just kind of the way the game went. And, if I had to do it over again, I'd probably get Alfonso out there a little bit more.
Steve, you mentioned the intensity a couple times. The guys have mentioned it the last couple weeks. Why do you think it's been such an issue maintaining it or trying to find it for 48 minutes?
I don't know. I'm not being flip or whatever you want to call it. Sometimes you can't put your finger on certain things, and for whatever reason, we're just not quite clicking. We're not quite together on all fronts, and we've got to get to that point where I think not winning and playing the way we have done for many years. I think our guys are a little disappointed, in that, and maybe that's affecting them. That's when you got to fight even harder. But like I said, I thought the second half we fought like crazy, and if we do that, then we're in good shape.
We were kind of talked the last couple of days about how you guys are being affected by the way teams are defending Draymond. How did Portland clearly did it again tonight? How did you see that kind of screw up your guys' offense?
Well, we've worked on some things the last couple of days. We know everybody's going to do that, and it's not going to just turn overnight. But some of the things we worked on, I thought were effective. Some of them were not instinctive, and so we're going to have to continue to work on some of those counters over the coming weeks and get more comfortable with that stuff.
Mentioned the free throw shooting, you missed 61 field goals, the three-point shooting wasn't good. When you have a team like this, a really good shooting team that shoots this poorly, is there anything you can identify? I mean, is it like anything you see that can be fixed immediately?
No. I mean, it all evens out over the course of the year. We shoot a very high percentage overall. You're going to have certain games where shots don't go in as much. They're a good shooting team. They shot 36%. So neither team played particularly well, but it ended up being a hell of a game, hell of an entertaining game. I thought Portland deserved the game and played well well enough to win, and they earned it.
Next up, the Warriors head to Portland to face the Trailblazers again on Saturday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.